All right, welcome back to Target Center. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're awaiting the finals in high kick tonight. It'll start around 5:30. Ken Fransky, D.D. Schomer, and I will be on the air for that. And, of course, we had three teams from Section 3A make it, and three teams from Section 2A make it to the finals. And I have some very happy coaches from Section 2A. Some friends and some former shadows, Lydia and Madeline Offit. Sisters, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are wearing big smiles on your face since you've been up here in the radio booth. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You girls excited?
Very excited.
Very excited.
Still sinking in a little bit, but very excited.
All right. Well, tell our listeners we have some historic news here.
Yes.
Well, I should say that you guys coach at New London Spicer now, and it's the Black Cat Nancy.
Yep.
And that's where they're coaching. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about this.
This is our team's first time making it to finals ever. So, yep.
Yes.
Very, very exciting.
High five on that one.
Yes.
High five on that one.
Yeah.
That was exciting, huh?
Very exciting. Yes.
Okay, talk about the routine in high kick then.
We are doing a Las Vegas theme.
It's a Las Vegas theme,
yes.
Okay.
So our song is called Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah, we got some Fergie in there, got Lady Gaga, AC/DC, Elvis, of course. We had Elvis in there. But, yeah, we just wanted to make it fun, lively, like Vegas is. Our uniforms are nice and bright, like Vegas. We have the fringe. It's all sparkly. So we just really wanted to have fun.
It looks fun out there. Mm-hmm. That's what we commented when we were on the air.
Yes.
Man, they're having fun.
That's what we're going for.
Talk about how this got put together. Who decides that? Do you guys decide that? When did you start putting it together?
We kind of started tossing ideas around early this summer and we have eight seniors this year who have been a part of the team for many years, and so we wanted to do something really fun and special for them. And so it took a little while for us to finally settle on something that we thought would be, you know, big enough for them. And
It works. You're in the finals. Talk about the uniforms, Lydia.
Yes. So we actually got custom uniforms this year, which was a really big step for us again, too, because we usually just get some off of a catalog or like Amazon. So this year it was really fun to like actually design a uniform and kind of get the girls' say on stuff, too. Yes.
Yep.
So
watches,
we have to do a lineup. So we're very thankful that we were able to do that and kind of put our dream onto the floor. So, it was very fun.
Talk about this year's competitions, some that come to mind, how you did.
Well, I think our very first competition was the highlight for me. You know, you go in to the season not knowing where anyone else is going to be at, and the girls ended up getting a second place in jazz at Recori, and that was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. I compete against Holding Forward, St. Cloud Cathedral a lot because they are in our section. ACGC is a big one. Minnewaska was in our section this year. We're really, some really tough competition this year for us, for sure. Yep.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Madeline and Lydia Offit, former Shadows, now coaching at New London Spicer, and they made it to the finals in high kick for the very first time in school history. And, boy, to be on a team and say that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is. Can't put into words that feeling.
Now, three teams out of your section made it.
Yeah.
Talk about those teams and how did you do in sections with them? Who placed where in sections?
We placed third in both, and then Holdingford was second in jazz, and St. Cloud Cathedral was first, and then flopped for kick. Holdingford was first, and Cathedral got second.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to show you my notes here that I took while each team performed. And I'm gonna New London Spicer. When the AC/DC Money Talks thing, I stood up and I said, they're in the finals.
Good and great that's our kick line there.
Yep. Yeah. You can't go wrong with AC/DC music, right?
Yes.
And it's time to the music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me. I mean, that was whatever you do at that moment when the AC/DC hits the first couple notes.
And same with Crosby, Arrington. They also had that same song in their routine as well.
Yeah.
And then you have, I think, 21 dancers,
21.
Is it?
Yep.
21.
And one alternate.
Mm-hmm. And one alternate?
Yep.
The neon was ice cold. The neon, that was awesome.
Good.
And, yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's my notes for with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lac Qui Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd, The Shadows, Yellow Medicine East, I got them all right together.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
And you want to hear more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about St. Cloud Cathedral because my notes, I can't say this on the air, so no, we're good. No, they did good. They're defending state champions.
Yep.
But I think they had a rough prelim. But but the judges didn't see it the way I saw it there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Shadows' kicks were absolutely amazing. It was the best kicks they've done all year.
We were able to watch from the side.
Yeah. Oh, you were? You were watching.
It's tough to look good from the side, and we're very impressed.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think that's the best kicks they've done all season. So so it's going to be a tough final, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
It'll be fun to see kind of where people are placed, because, Rick, we were saying it's kind of a toss-up this state year, because this whole season has been somebody beat this person, but then the next competition they would beat them, and it was all over the board.
Yes.
So it's kind of exciting to kind of mix it up and see who's going where. But
how do you like the coaching?
Love it.
Yeah,
I love it. There's nothing I could love more than dancing, but being a coach is just amazing.
Madeline, I remember you. I think you were the only senior.
Yep. Lydia was also.
Yeah.
Oh, Lydia was the only senior,
dancing
too.
Dancing senior, yep.
But I remember you. Mm-hmm. It was tough for you in the concourse here after your last dance, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
The makeup kind of.
Yeah. that wonderful picture of me.
Well, I can pull that up if you want. So talk about being a shadow and what that means to you guys. And seeing the Shadows still perform here today.
I think a lot of how we coach comes from our team and how our coaches coach. So just like being able to say we were a shadow and we were coached by these people. And just like saying it really proudly, you know, like just able to say that. Because
so do you do some of the same routines in practice or the same stuff like that?
We pull some things here and there, kind of do some of the same warm-ups, exercises that we did, and kind of just mess around.
The Radisson Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You took that with
you? Oh, we did.
You know, I told Grace Johnson. Grace Johnson said, we got it at Ollie, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's fun to see kind of here and there, and other teams, too, that stem off from Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this has been fun, and, you know, congratulations, you guys. I know your dad was standing up right in front of the back row
here. Yep.
I had to yell at him to sit down because I can't see the floor. I want to see everything. So got your whole family here cheering you on?
Can't take the dance out of a dance family.
No.
Talk about the Black Cats, the New London Spicer fan base. There's a lot of them here.
There are. Yes. They are a wonderful fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I should have asked you this. What are you guys doing now for jobs and careers and stuff?
Sure. We're both teachers. Mm-hmm. I teach at New London Spicer. I teach 7th grade.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'm in my first year of teaching at KMS. I teach 5th grade.
Oh, that's right. I knew all that.
Yeah.
And just come to me now. Well, both teachers.
Both teachers.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And best of luck tonight in the finals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be cheering you on.
Thank you.
And I'll write good notes next year on the finals.
Perfect.
Well,
yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Just hang tight here.
Yep.
Madeline and Lydia Offit, coaching now at New London Spicer High School. And they'll dance in the finals tonight with Lac Qui Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd, Yellow Medicine East, Holden Ford, New London Spicer, St. Cloud Cathedral, and Montevideo, the Gold Dusters, will dance in the finals as well. So we'll be carrying that live here on Q92 with Ken Fransky and Dee Dee Schulmer. About 5 o'clock we'll be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.